June 20. And when Moses was gone into the tabernacle of the congregation to speak with him, then he heard the voice of the one speaking unto him from off the mercy seat. Numbers 7:89. After God had commanded the children of Israel to build him a sanctuary, he said particularly to Moses, "Look that thou make them fret their pattern, which was showed thee in the mount." Exodus 25:40. In the chapters following, chapters 25 to 40, we have full details of how the tabernacle was to be made. When the work was all completed exactly, as the Lord had commanded Moses, the glory of the Lord came down and filled the tabernacle. Exodus 40:34. From that day onward, the Lord began to speak from between the two cherubim. Numbers 7:89. If any man wanted to find God's will regarding any matter, he would come to Moses or Aaron. Then Moses or Aaron would go to God and say, "O God, so and so has asked us to find thy will for him." God would speak from between the cherubim, and there was a pillar of cloud or fire resting upon the tabernacle. After an interval of some days or weeks or months, the clouds would be lifted up, and that was their sign from God that they were to begin their onward march straightway. These were two great features of the sanctuary: God speaking to the people from between the cherubim, and the divine presence leading them by a cloud. Without the sanctuary, these would not have been possible. For any reason, God asked the children of Israel to build him a sanctuary. We are told in Hebrews 8:5 that all these serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. So the tabernacle made by Moses was only an example or shadow of the true house of God. Just as the sanctuary was essential in the spiritual life of the children of Israel, so the house of God is essential to us also. But where can we find God's house in these days? Alas, so often when you go into the places of worship, you do not hear the voice of God there, but rather the noise of pride and greed and strife of men. How can you call such place a house of God? Further, God does not dwell in buildings made by brick and stone. We who have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ and are born again can become the house of God. It makes no difference whether we meet as fellow believers to worship in a big building or in a small hut, but we also have no right to be called God's house unless these two great features of the sanctuary are found in the midst, that is, God speaking to us and revealing His will, and God's presence in power and glory going before us. In a living church, we can hear God speaking to us and revealing His will, and also His power and glory will be seen there.